action.
And Noah proceeded to do according to all that God had commanded him. He did just so.
Those sowing seed with tears will reap even with a joyful cry. The one that without fail goes forth, even weeping, carrying along a bag full of seed, will without fail come in with a joyful cry, carrying along his sheaves. My son, if you will receive my sayings and treasure up my own commandments with yourself, so as to pay attention to wisdom with your ear, that you may incline your heart to discernment. If, moreover, you call out for understanding itself, and you give forth your voice for discernment itself, if you keep seeking for it as for silver, and as for hid treasures you keep searching for it, in that case you will understand the fear of Jehovah, and you will find the very knowledge of God. For Jehovah himself gives wisdom. Out of his mouth there are knowledge and discernment. Keep on asking, and it will be given you. Keep on seeking, and you will find. Keep on knocking, and it will be opened to you. For everyone asking receives, and everyone seeking finds, and to everyone knocking it will be opened. Indeed, who is the man among you whom his son asks for bread? He will not hand him a stone, will he? Or perhaps he will ask for a fish? He will not hand him a serpent, will he? Therefore, if you, although being wicked, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more so will your Father who is in the heavens give good things to those asking him? But he that has endured to the end is the one that will be saved. Happy is the womb that carried you, and the breasts that you sucked. But he said, No, rather, happy are those hearing the word of God and keeping it. By endurance on your part, you will acquire your souls.
Be aglow with the Spirit, slave for Jehovah. Rejoice in the hope. Endure under tribulation. Persevere in prayer.
Consequently, my beloved brothers, become steadfast, unmovable, always having plenty to do in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in connection with the Lord. He that sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and he that sows bountifully will also reap bountifully.
Do not be misled. God is not one to be mocked. For whatever a man is sowing, this he will also reap.
However, become doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves with false reasoning. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, this one is like a man looking at his natural face in a mirror. For he looks at himself, and off he goes, and immediately forgets what sort of man he is. But he who peers into the perfect law that belongs to freedom, and who persists in it, this man, because he has become not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, will be happy in his doing it. Indeed, as the body without spirit is dead, so also faith without works is dead.